Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Cross country and around the globe on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Monday into a Tuesday, lots to get to. Coming off a big historical weekend, Caitlin Clark. I'll even throw LeBron into the mix with his going over 40,000. I thought the Celtics might put 40,000 on Golden State Sunday. That was hard to watch. In fact, I couldn't. I mean, I'm a diehard Celtic fan. I had to turn it off. I felt so bad for Golden State. Oh, my God. 140 to 88, you lose by 52. Ouch. Rarely do we have a Monday into a Tuesday like this, folks. I could do 6 hours. There is that much going on right now. Really, Russell Wilson, I mean, he has put the Denver Broncos in salary cap purgatory for the foreseeable future. They will cut him once the league rosters go official and the official start of the 24 season. And they will take, are you ready for this? Start chewing on this. $85 million in dead cap money. Oh, my God. And you know what? Russell Wilson's going to be quarterbacking. He might be quarterbacking in New England. He could be quarterback. He's going to quarterback somewhere this year. I don't think he's done. I'm not a big Russell Wilson guy, but he's going to he's going to find a home, believe it or not. College hoops, folks. We are in March. We are going to be absolutely. It's going to bring back 40 minutes of hell and Nolan Richardson on this network program. We are going to go baseline to baseline throughout March. I guarantee it. We are going to die for every single loose ball. So many good stories. Another top 25 out. I'll say this. I'm glad to see Kansas finally get rightfully where they belong in the teens, 14. They're not any good. All right. We want to welcome new terrestrial affiliate, Real Talk, WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio. Great job out of you, Carl Bloom, the operations manager there. Great to be in Youngstown, home of the Stoops family. Bobby Stoops, Mike Stoops, Mark Stoops. We're going to try to elevate and not stoop. We're going to get one of the stoop guys on here, and we'll welcome Youngstown in. We look forward to it. Jason Kelsey, he retires. Just did, you know, I mean, Chris Mortensen, ESPN, loved Mort. He's passed away. There's just so much going on. We're going to get to it. And we're going to Australia late in the show. And Kevin Millar, former big leaguer, is going to join us here on Sports Overnight. Coming back. I told her, get with the program, walk it play like a slow jam. Ooh, this ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, time in the world of sports here. Monday into Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, Across Country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. And again, welcome Real Talk, WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio. Again, Carl Bloom, the operations manager, running the show. That station, by the way, has got an incredible history. I mean, that one of the lead anchormen for years and years and years in Canada cut his teeth in Youngstown at that radio cluster. So great job out of them. And hey, listen, women's Final Four in Cleveland. We'll give shout-outs. You know, look, if Iowa gets there, we're going to be on that bandwagon. You know, that's where I'm going to start today, too, with Caitlin Clark. Look, it was a monumental weekend. She's had an amazing career. I love Jim Boeheim at Syracuse coming out today. I have, you know, listen, I usually don't knock other talk show hosts. Jay Williams on ESPN is just trying to make a cheap name for himself, and he's saying that Caitlin Clark's accomplishment, if it doesn't result in a championship, it's watered down. It's just an asinine comment. And I loved it. Boeheim said if he bumped into him, he'd punch him in the mouth. He doesn't mean that literally, but it's just an irresponsible, stupid comment. It's a great accomplishment. Listen, let's put it in context. I agree with anybody that agrees that comparing women and men in their sports accomplishments is just incongruous. It doesn't fit. You know, round hole, square peg. It's that simple. So stop doing it. And Maravich averaged over 40, okay, in 3 years. His freshman year didn't count towards varsity statistics. That's the way it was. You couldn't dunk back. You know, when I was a snot-nosed little kid in Amherst, Mass, standing outside Curry Hicks Cage in the freezing cold to see a freshman game instead of the varsity at the University of Massachusetts because there was a kid by the name of Julius Irving, you know, you couldn't dunk back then. But, you know, we would go to the freshman games at 6 o'clock or at 4:30 in the afternoon. It would be like a JV and varsity. We'd watch the freshman game, and then the varsity would come out, and everybody would go home because the varsity was like 2-40 or 2-30, you know, 2 wins and 33 losses. And the freshman had this kid from Long Island by the name of Dr. J, Julius Irving. And, you know, we went home. I was at home to see I could watch Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Welcome Back, Hotter, and I just came from a basketball game. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Caitlin Clark, listen, great career. Is she the greatest woman college player? She is going to be, and here's why. Diana Taurasi, when she left UConn, she gave the WNBA, Sue Bird, others, they've given the NBA a good boost. They've given the NBA, WNBA a real good boost. Caitlin Clark, it's just timing. It's what she's accomplished by beating, you know, Plum and then taking out Pistol Pete Maravich, in summation, I cluster these two together. It's going to springboard the awareness of women's basketball to another level. It's going to help the WNBA. I'm not willing to sign off that it's going to have a long shelf life. This could be a little quick bump, and then it could recede quickly. And I don't say that with any, you know, sexist intentions. My intentions are pure. I just analyze it for what it is. It's summer basketball. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend. I'd be guessing. And you know what? I'm paid to give opinions, not guesses. Or maybe opinions are guesses, right? At the end of the day, it's a great accomplishment. Forget it. Pistol Pete didn't have the three-point arc. He also did not have the shot clock, which you say, well, why does the shot clock have anything to do with it? Because they took the air out of the ball and there was no penalty for keeping the ball longer than 35 or 40 seconds. So, you know, your possessions against LSU could, in theory, go down because you play keep away. And they said the only coach that could stop Michael Jordan, or the only thing that could stop Michael Jordan, was his own coach. Dean Smith, with North Carolina, went into the four-corner stall. All right. And then the other thing is the three-point line. And I think there was one other factor, and I can't think of it. Well, the fact that, you know, he only had 3 years. So he did it in three. She did it in four. Can we end it there? Just end it there. Don't lose any more sleep over it. You know what I'm concerned about? And this is where I'll kind of sneak into Jay Williams' territory. Let's see what Iowa does. And I'm going to tell you right now, here's a knock. Here's a knock at Lisa Bluter. It's like this woman, and I have nothing personal against Lisa Bluter. We covered her at Drake when she was there. She's a super coach, great gal, but she loses her mind. They have a lead of like 16-18 yesterday, and then she's still a run and gun, up tempo. Hello? Take a little bit, you know, take a little bit of air out of the ball, Lisa. I mean, maybe call a timeout or during one of the TV timeouts, say, hey, gals, let's slow it down. Let's, you know, the one thing you want to do, right, is demoralize your opponent. You just went off and hung an 8-0 or 9-0 run. You've thrown a couple dagger threes right at them, and the announcers are saying, dagger, dagger. And what did they do? Ohio State comes down and misses, and Iowa State fast breaks. Next thing you know, Ohio State goes on a 15-2 run. They're back in the game. I mean, Lisa, really, you got a great player. I mean, right now you could probably coach in your pajamas and no one would notice because there's so much attention on Caitlin Clark. But it's not lost on people paying attention. Lisa, and could you apply a little bit of discipline and practice, and maybe the Iowa Lady Hawkeyes can practice some defense because they're a sieve. They stink on defense. Now, if you want to be treated like the boys, I got to tell you the way it is. The Iowa Lady Hawkeyes don't play a lick of defense. And this idea that they're going to show up in Cleveland, give your head a shake. They if they're going to Cleveland, they're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe go to an Indians game, go see the Cavaliers. But you're not playing Saturday, Monday in Cleveland at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for a national championship if you don't put a body on somebody. My God, their defense is terrible. And that includes Caitlin, by the way. Play some defense. Oh, my God. It's just like, it's painful to watch. So anyways, I don't want to go all negative. Look, Lisa Bluter, like I said, I mean, Caitlin Clark covers up a lot of ills. She does. She just covers up a lot of the junk. So there you go. I'll leave it at that. You know where I want to go next? Golden State. I'm going to do 40 seconds on these. I got so many little nuggets to toss out. What was that? I mean, what was that on Sunday? And the Celtics not only dismantled Golden State, they whacked Dallas on Friday night. Here's what I know. Someone has awakened that team. And I'm still not confident the Celtics are going to get out of the Eastern Conference. I mean, this looks good right now, hanging a 52-point loss on Golden State. Ouch. And I'll be honest, I couldn't watch it. It was that painful. I can't watch non-competitive basketball. I know Curry didn't play much. He had, what, 4 points? Who knows? It was horrible. And the NBA, quite frankly, lately, folks, has been unwatchable. Talk about not playing defense. All right, let's get to some NFL. How about Russell Wilson now? 11-19 in 2 years. Not a sniff of a playoff spot. What a disastrous trade Denver made, rather, with Seattle. Oh, my God. The general manager of Seattle should be arrested for grand larceny. I mean, he pulled a page out of Red Auerbach when he was pilfering franchises back in the day, a million years ago in Boston. My God. Russell Wilson, what a tank job. And now they got to sit there and chew on $85 million in dead cap money. You want to talk about NFL cap hell or purgatory, it's the Denver Broncos. And you know what? Wilson's going to laugh. He's got his money. All right? He got all the signing bonus money. Yeah, he's going to lose some money. But you know what? He's going to play, and he can't outlive his bank. He can't outlive it. So this is a disaster for Denver. This is a mess. I don't know if Elway had his fingerprints on this. I think he did, at least some. The whole brain trust there is a mess. The Denver Broncos are a mess. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't. But you know what? Russell Wilson, who knows? Maybe the Patriots, somebody, Jets, somebody. I don't know. Not Jets, because Rodgers is going to be back. But he's going to find a home somewhere. College hoops, I'm looking forward to it. Look at Kansas. Aren't they? Don't they look cute at 14th in the country right now? Huh? You lose to BYU at home. You don't show up on Saturday. You got finger pointing. McCullers is going to end his career. He's going to play. He's not. He shows up and they still get beat. Bill Self has lost control of that team. They are the Kansas Jayhawks are an absolute disaster right now. And any idea that they're going to go to Kansas City here next week and all of a sudden right their ship at the Big 12 tournament is goofy. The top six teams in the country are spot on right now. Your national champions coming out of those six. And I think Arizona is kind of my sneaky girl with the curl team because Tommy Lloyd's done a hell of a job there in Tucson. So we'll keep an eye on that. We got a long segment coming up. Kevin Millar is going to join us. Former Red Sox, Marlin, finished up with Toronto. Excellent on the MLB Network, in the Red Sox booth on New England Sports Network. Golf event coming up in Irving, Texas. Kevin Millar is next. We're on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it here. Don't go away.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, welcome back. Talking the world of sports, Sports Overnight America, across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. This next guest, this is a great get. It really is. The third annual Invited Celebrity Classic will be televised PGA Champions Tour. 78 PGA Tour champions. That's coming up in April 19th through the 21st. First at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Golf Channel will have it. They put together a really nice list. Baseball-wise, Pujols, Smoltz, football-wise, Adam Thielen, Urlacher, Romo, Robbie Gould, who I wish kicked last year. In fact, the Niners could have used him in the Super Bowl, and they would have won it because he wouldn't have missed the extra point. Baseball guys, Maddux, Pud Rodriguez, and Kevin Millar. And I love being a New Englander. You get to talk to this guy. It's house money. It really is. Kevin Millar, my name is Marty Terrell. Thanks for popping on. How are you, Kevin?
Marty, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I want to start with your broadcasting, and then I'll get to the golf thing. You know, you and Romo must drink out of the same cup of water because he was great at predicting plays. I was watching on Nesson when you predicted Duval's home run. How the heck did you know he was going to hit that three knocker right there and then? And then we'll get down to the business at hand. I've been dying to ask you this. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
It was, Marty, it was lucky, but I'll tell you, it was funny. I'm watching Christian Javier pitch, and he's not having command with his fastball. And he throws a ton of fastballs, probably the most of the starter last year. And I'm sitting here looking at Dave O'Brien, but I had this weird feeling because Duvall's a great fastball hitter. I felt that he was on a great pace to have a great season, then got injured, was coming back. So I'm a fan of him. I always thought, like, this kid's, like, underrated. You know, he's kind of a gold glove, but no one really talks about it. He hits you 25 home runs, drives in 80 to 90 to 100. And I'm like, he's getting ready to get hot. He's going deep. And I looked at OB, and I just kind of said, he's going deep right here. The next pitch. Do you know how many times, Marty, we walk up to the plate, and we look at our buddies in our dugout and go, hey, dude, I'm going deep. We never go deep. And then when we go deep, after 400 times saying we are going deep, we're like, dude, I told you I was going deep. This was legit. I looked up. It didn't make sense. Duvall, top of the thing, and homers in Houston. And I was like, what just happened? It was great. The next day I told him in the cages, you know, and he actually hit a couple more, you know, day here and day there. So he got hot, but it was just one of those feelings. And he was the guy that made it all happen.
Oh, we loved it. And you know, like I said, displaced New Englander, Nesson, I watch a ton. By the way, you're a great analyst. You, Merlone, I mean, you got, you know, you had Eck, you had Remdog. You've had some analysts up there in Boston, and you have, quite frankly, and I'm not just blowing sunshine your way, Kevin, you've done a great job in carrying the torch in that very – and you know that is a rabid baseball town. We'll get back to that. Let's promote this event. We're coming, too. We're coming to the Metroplex. This is a beautiful venue at Las Colinas. Tell us about it. Again, a half million charity. This is a great fundraiser. Let's give you some time to talk about it, why you're involved, and let's hear. Go ahead.
It's a remarkable deal. A buddy of mine, Mike Flasky, started these back in the day. You know, start over a napkin. How do you make some celebrity events? And also charity and give some money to children's hospitals and all kinds of different charities. And I think over $500,000 has been diverted out there. But the golf being around, we do one in with the LPGA in January. This is the one with the senior tours players. And it is remarkable to sit down and watch these guys. We play from the same tee boxes. Obviously, the athletes are out of our elements. So we're nervous wrecks. I mean, we've got sweaty palms. And let me tell you right now, Marty, the difference of a 3-foot putt saving for bogey when you and I are on the golf course is way different than obviously in these events, because I'm giving you that putt and you're like, yeah, pick it up, that's good. And then you got to make these putts, ball in the hole. It's the respect to these players to know that they do this on a daily basis, because we've all had a round of our life. But then we go to bed and we wake up and we're not the same guy. We're balls are OB, and then you can't chip, you can't putt. They do everything great every single day. And yes, they're pros, but it's the one sport you can't master. That's what makes you keep coming back. It's like the day you drive, the day you make putts, or you don't chip well, your irons are off. Yeah. So It is so fun. It's like our Masters, all the smack talking. I mean, Brian Urlacher, you become great friends with all these guys that you never had a chance to play with. You were fans of them. And if they're baseball fans, you'll get a Red Sox story. But we truly have a great time, and it's for a great cause on, obviously, charity and learning and picking the Senior Tour's brain when it gets windy. Like, how do you hit the ball so straight when we got 25-mile gusts coming into your face left to right? But remarkable time, and they do such a great job. But I'm excited.
Kevin Millar is with us. I got to do the Boston thing. You grinded out one of the greatest walks in MLB history. Current Dodgers manager Dave Roberts ran for you. We know what happened. He stole off Mariano. We know what happened, 2004. I get goosebumps, Kevin, talking to you about this. I really do. I left the Patriots-Seattle game that Sunday. I couldn't sit still at Foxborough. I drove out to Western Massachusetts. I got home in time for you guys to just absolutely torch the Yankees in Game 7. It wasn't even close. But you guys were down 3-0. It was over. And it's you, I'm pretty darn sure, who said, guys, it ain't over. Kind of like Belushi in Animal House, you know? They had failing grades, but Belushi talked them into somehow fighting back against Faber College. But, my God, down 0-3, and you said the words, cowboy up. Quickly give us the genesis of that. We know what happened. Let's hear the story, and then we'll come back and promote the golf and send you on your way. Let's hear. Cowboy up.
It was remarkable. We were down 3-0. It was a terrible feeling. They beat us badly in game 3. It might have been 16-7 or whatever it was. I remember the next morning going into the game 4. I was using the restroom back in the day when we read the newspaper using the restroom. Now everybody's on their phones. And Dan Shaughnessy with the Boston Globe had a quote in there, and it called us a pack of frauds. And for some reason, that rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, there's the difference if the Yankees are better than us, if he wants to write an article like we can't compete against this team, because that lineup and that Yankee team was awesome. And I'm like, frauds? That's a big word. So the next, you know, we walk in the locker room, and I always say, maybe without that comment, maybe we don't win. I get to the locker room, I'm irritated. I'm telling the boys they called us frauds. And usually when you're down and guys are sad, and all of a sudden you kind of have this little edge. Well, Dan comes walking in, Sean sees the locker room, about 3 o'clock, media comes in. And I looked right over, you know, on his hair. He had this perm. So I just dropped your hair sucks, Dan. And obviously it was uncomfortable. That was my job at that moment because I'm thinking, you're not allowed to write frauds. So then, you know, of course, looking over there, is Trot Nixon a fraud? Is Pedro Martinez a fraud? And then Poppy's up there on his locker, and he's looking over. He's like, yeah, bro, whatever Millar said. And then we started this little edge. Well, all of this is going on. Well, then we go take batting practice, and then Dan comes and talks to me. Why are you so hard on me? And I said, Dan, don't let us win tonight. Bottom line, I don't know with the matchup. We have Derek Lowe. I don't know. I mean, the Yankees have been hot. Don't let us win tonight. If we do, we have Pedro game 5. We have Schilling game 6. And anything could happen in game 7. And that was the legitimate truth. And we sat there and grinded game 4. 12 innings. I walked. Dave Robert Steele second. Billy Miller gets the base up the middle. Big Poppy homers in the 12th. We come back in game 5. Poppy gets a big knock in the 12th. 2 games in basically 24 hours. And then we win in game 6, the bloody sock. And then game 7. It was off to the races. But it was truly one of the greatest comebacks, if not the greatest comeback in history, because of that group that we had to beat, the Yankees team, that lineup, everything. And we just found a way to scrap and claw and not give up, but that was legitimately how it all went down.
Yeah, we all had to suffer through the previous year when Aaron Boone hit the home run, and we walked out of Yankee Stadium, myself included, into the darkness of New York, so much despair. Kevin, man, I love you. Let's promote this golf thing one more time. And you always will. And that's why I'm glad you're in the Nesson booth. You are forever, ever etched in Boston baseball history, which isn't too bad. Let's talk about the golf and send you on your way. So grateful. April 19th to the 21st. Let's get after it down in Dallas. Tell us.
Let's go. Las Colinas, come out there. Tickets are free. Come support the whole situation, the smack talking. There's gambling going on behind the scenes. Urlacher and I, we're like neck and neck. He has whipped me up. I've whipped him up. It is so fun, though. But there's some good golf now. Like, you go watch guys like Tony Romo and John Smoltz that can really move the golf ball, like tour players, Marty Fish, Mark Mulder. There's some big boys down there. So I just kind of hold onto my hat and roll, but we're excited to do it. And, you know, we all start training, and that's a good way to get out of the house.
How many games are you going to be in the Nesson booth? Can you give us a handful or an estimate? How many are you going to do this year, do you think, Kev?
Probably around 20, maybe just a tick under. But we got the Rangers series on the road, the Astros series on the road. I'll come up to Boston a few times. The opening week, we have the 20-year reunion coming April 8th, I believe, is Tuesday or 9th. We'll do the 20-year anniversary, and then I'll do the Orioles and Sox games that week. But I'm looking forward to it. I tell you what, I love it. It's different than intentional talk. You get up there and you learn. It's not as easy as that Dave O'Brien, these guys make it, but I have a lot of fun doing it.
Give me 30 seconds on Tim Wakefield. What a devastating loss. Tell me.
Absolutely a wonderful man. It doesn't make sense what this family's been dealt, the hand, you know, their son Trevor, who's 19 or 20, and then you got Brianna, is 18. She's a senior in high school, loses her mother a couple weeks ago, and obviously Tim Wakefield was one of my favorite teammates. I know we always say this, death is weird, but truly a great man, and was awesome in these events with fans and people, and a huge charity guy behind the scenes with he and his wife, Stacy. But just a tragedy and gone way too soon. But just keep your prayers up high for the kids, Trevor and Bree, because they're definitely battling. And I told Bree, she came down here for New Year's, and I told her, I go, you got 10 fathers now. You got Derek Lowe and Jason Veritek. It's been unbelievable. And so I want her to understand that we're all here for her. And let's keep our hands high for the kiddos.
Kevin, thank you. You're a beloved figure. We love you, man. Thanks. We'll see you in Dallas, hopefully coming up in April. Thank you, pal.
Appreciate you, Marty.
Thank you, buddy. Kevin Millar, former Red Sox, Marlin, Blue Jay. Wonderful career. Wonderful guy. We're coming back. We're going to Australia next here on Sports Byline around the globe. Keep it here.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here and a whole lot more on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. They're just having a ball today. So much going on sports-wise. But, you know, we always like to we diversify. Innovative Wellness sponsors this next portion of the show. I want to give a shout-out to Stacy Steiger. Did a great job last week. And Tyler Harper, the wrestler in Iowa, 113-pound gorilla that he is. So, we've got some great partners, and I'm going to tell you about Innovative Wellness a little bit later on this week because I'm going back, and what they have done for me, you just can't make it up, and it's the gospel truth, you know, and it's a really good story. But, yeah, let's get our next guest in here. They're calling us from the land down under. I'm excited about that in a big-time way, and I want to make sure we got him, and I believe we do. And let's get him in here. I believe we have director Natalie Bailey, writer Lou Sands, live from Australia, Audrey, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, the film festival, and the movie Audrey of the narrative feature competition. And let's see if we can get them in here right now. Natalie Bailey, writer Lou Sands, I'm Marty Terrell. You are on Sports Byline across the United States and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. How does this day find you both in the land down under? How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Thank you. What a great introduction.
Well, thank you. Do I have both Natalie Bailey and Lou Sands? Tell me.
Yes, you do. We just sound the same.
Okay, well, wonderful. Natalie, I'm going to start with you. I've seen the trailer. This movie is awesome. I don't want to ruin it, but give us the genesis of Audrey. And I want to know, you know, we all know about, you know, Cannes, but I want to know about a little background on South Southwest. Let's give it. This is an indie film. How did Audrey come about? Let's talk about the festival in Austin. Go ahead. Start with you, Natalie.
So Lou and I met speed dating. It was a writer and producer speed dating night, and I met her and she had this fantastic idea for a script, and she'd written a draft. And so I luckily got to direct this fantastic film. And so we've been working over the past few years and have shot it on the Gold Coast in Australia, and it is a dark comedy. And yes, we've got it into South by Southwest in Austin, which we're really excited about. It's a great festival. We feel really honored to be going, and it's going to be the perfect audience for the film because the film, you know, will appeal to younger people as well as people around our generation of the Middle Ages. So, that's the genesis of it.
Yeah, congratulations. Lou, let's talk to you. You just heard her say it. This was your ultimate, I believe, your story. How exciting is it for you to send this this story to film and to be, you know, sized up at the prestigious South by Southwest? Let's hear. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, right? It's incredibly validating, you know, that all the work that we've done and all the choices that we've made in the film have seen us land at South by Southwest. But I feel like it's the only festival that it should be premiering at. Like it's the perfect alignment, you know, everything. It's perfect.
Lou, let me stay with you for a moment. What are your expectations when you start thinking about South by Southwest in Austin? What are your expectations? Do you put some pressure on yourself or do you just throw it to the universe and see how things shake out? I mean, the movie has been very well received so far. Let's hear.
Oh, great. Yeah. Look, I think the universe is too busy to worry about me, so I put the pressure on myself. Okay. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I've never experienced anything like this before. So, I mean, I'm going in with a very open mind. And that, but at the same time, I'm just thrilled that people get to see the film. That's such a big deal. We spend so much time working on these things that, you know, when it gets an audience, that's when it becomes real. And I think that's what I can speak to Natalie is, I think we're both kind of like waiting for that moment where we're just like, oh, people are seeing it now and it's theirs. So it's almost like the moment that you get to hand the film over to everyone else.
Yes, indeed. Natalie, let's come back to you. What is it like to direct this movie? How was it? Number one, obviously it went very well. Number two, you guys are having great success. And then the indie films, you know, I mean, this is there more creative license in the indie film world? And what is the difference from conventional movie releases and then indie films? Could you tell us?
I can tell you the difference between, I've never made a studio release film. This is my first indie feature. I mm-hmm. come from a background of making television for things like places like HBO and BBC. So yes, absolutely. I've had a lot more, we've had a lot more freedom in this film because we have less voices telling us what to do, I suppose. is the answer to that. Because if you're working for HBO and BBC, they know their audience. They have a particular audience that they think they're trying to target. So of course the execs have opinions on what they want to. We get a little bit of that, of course, but mostly it's ours to create. So, you know, Lou had a lot of freedom with the script and, you know, I had a lot of freedom on the set. To play how we want, to shoot it how I want, to edit how you want. And, you know, you get, what's wonderful is also, you know, that Lou and I, when I work with Lou and when I work with any writers, I'm very, very, I make sure that I deliver their script. If, you know, the reason I came on board the project is because I love the script. So I want to bring that to screen. But, you know, everything has its genesis and it's really nice to get to that edit process and be able to bring even more to the film than before. And it's great in indie feature that no one's really telling you too much of, you know, what to do and how you should deliver that.
Speaking with director Natalie Bailey, writer Lou Sands, live from Australia. Where in Australia are you gals?
Different places.
Really? You said, wow. Yeah. So we're Zoomed. We're in a three-way Zoom. This is about as good as it gets. Clear halfway around the world. I love it. Natalie, one thing for you. A complete stranger comes up to you in mm-hmm. Brisbane, Australia, and says, hey, I know you're directing that movie, Audrey. Can you give me a quick thumbnail sketch without blowing the movie? How would you describe Audrey to that stranger that hustled you down in the airport and noticed you and asked you about the movie? How would you describe it?
Well, Audrey is about a family who, after a tragedy, get a second chance at life. For Ronnie, the matriarch of the family, she does this by stealing her daughter's identity. The film is a dark comedy examining identity and how far a person may be willing to go to keep their dream alive.
How'd she do, Lou?
She did very well. Yeah, she did. She did better than me. Absolutely.
Other than South and Southwest, like I'm in Iowa and we have the Varsity Theater here with all the indie films. There's a lot of I'm from New England. Massachusetts is loaded. New York, all our major cities. There's indie films, San Francisco, all over the country. What are the expectations? And I'll start with you, Lou, and finish up with you, Natalie. What are the expectations for the film at the box office? Let's hear.
Oh, I mean, like total global domination. And then we just work back from that, I reckon. I think that, you know, you want to get it on as many screens as you can. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you want success. Like, let's just be honest. Like, anything that can validate the choices that you've made as a filmmaker are good. And if that means people are coming in, buying popcorn and sitting their bums down on their seats and watching your film and not walking out. Well, actually, if you've already got their money, it doesn't matter. Then that's great, you know. Like that's the thing. That's our expectation, I guess. From
yeah.
Okay, if you don't get offended, I'm going to ask you without specific dollar figures. We've seen $17,500 yearlings mature as 3-year-old horses win the Kentucky Derby. We've seen films we've seen films with very, very small budgets go on to remarkable success. Where does Audrey fall? Let's start with you, Natalie, and then finish up with Lou. Seriously, we don't have to get into specific dollars, but this, I want to hear.
This is sports talk here.
Right, exactly.
What are the odds? We're going to be
in the Olympics.
That's awesome.
In the Olympics,
I love it.
And we're going to win the Olympics for Australia. We're going to win the Olympics for Australia. The Australian team, we're going to win gold.
Wonderful. But you get my drift, though. I mean, so, you know, sometimes it's not always the biggest spend that gets the best reviews.
Correct. Yeah. Well, there's been a film recently in Australia, Talk to Her. I've got that right, haven't I, Lou? Which is horror film, which is doing very well. And that, for example, has had a smaller spend and a big recoupment. That's doing really well. So we could hope that we have a similar outcome, a similar fairy tale dream, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, so you both feel really confident. I think it's awesome. You know, the twisted turns in the trailer, remarkably done. I congratulate you both. I really do. What day is it? You're into Tuesday over there, right? You're like 14 hours different from me right now.
We're in the future.
We're in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, ladies, congratulations. We look forward to you. Best of luck in Austin, and we're going to continue to promote, and I'm going to keep an eye on this film, and I promise you I'm going. Bag of popcorn, some Skittles in tow. I'm ready for Audrey. Thank you both, very much for coming on. I do appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck. I appreciate it. Get back to us. All right. There you go. Nice work. Audrey, narrative feature competition at South by Southwest Austin, Texas. You can check out their website, and I'll shoot it out there for you right now. Hey, the indie films, I'll tell you what, I'll be perfect. My luck with indie films back in New England, some of them are great, some of them are they get lost on me. This one I think's got a really good chance, and the trailer is excellent. South by Southwest, go to schedule.sxsw.com. schedule.sxsw.com. All right, I want to tell you about Innovative Wellness. You know, we see a lot of things here as we age. We, you know, we're athletes, we're weekend warriors, we're golfers, we're tennis players. And lo and behold, what do we have? We have some physical ailments, we have some physical challenges. What do we turn to? Ibuprofen, we go to the doctor, we go for treatment, and lo and behold, we don't get any better. Well, guess what we do? We find Christy Steiger, and a lot of people in Iowa and a lot of people in the Midwest are going quite a distance because of shockwave therapy and other implementations of innovative wellness regimens, innovative wellness techniques. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. I'm going to speak about neuropathy, some numbness, and I'm thinking, okay, they say shockwave therapy. It was daunting to hear that, shockwave therapy. You know, shock, I think of finger in the light socket, ouch, that hurts. No, this isn't, and just unbelievable. And Andrew Steiger, Christy's husband, has been masterful. Three treatments, more to come. You got to stick with it, but the results, I'm telling you, have been absolutely genuine and authentic, and I am not paid to say this. That is full disclosure. InnovativeWellness.center, whatever it might be, tennis elbow, arthritis, ligaments. I've got some back issues with a little bit of a bulging situation. Okay, excellent. Innovative Wellness, great approach. InnovativeWellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming up. Tube Talk, what we're streaming, screaming about. A Monday into Tuesday. College hoops, a Monday double dip. NBA, NHL. We'll check the headlines as well as we roll towards the top of the hour on Sports Overnight. Sports Byline, keep it here.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Stay with us throughout the overnight as we'll give you scores, interviews, analysis as the way we go. Russell Wilson out in Denver. They're going to chew on $85 million in dead cap money. He'll quarterback again this year. I don't know where, but he is out. Jason Kelce made it official. He's out as well. He retires in Philadelphia. You know, he's not like the boxer who's going to, you know, leave the sport and come back. He's done. He's got a great podcast. He's got a TV career coming down the pike. Kelce's, he's going to do just fine, just like his brother. All right. So great job out of him. The other thing, Scott Boras, I love when Scott Boras comes out and says, yeah, there's a lot of interest for Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. We agree. There's also not a big appetite for paying ridiculous money. But, hey, listen, if I were a baseball player, you know what agent I'd want? Scott Boras. He gets the most money. He really does. Snell, I think, is going to end up with New York. And how about the Giants pulling down Chapman over the weekend? Matt Chapman. That was a good get by the Giants. Apparently, Snell's taking a look at him. I don't know that I believe that. I just don't. I think he's going to go to New York, and we're going to get a Yankee-Dodger bi-coastal. You know, we're going to be just hit by a Mack truck with Yankee Dodger talk during baseball. There might be a few little cutesy stories from time to time, but for the most part, it's going to be these behemoths, L.A. and New York, markets 1-2. You can book that. Tonight, I think the college hoop's pretty darn good. I really do. I'm into it. NC State, Duke, not so much. Tobacco Road hasn't been this beaten down. But Duke is 10th after all. NC State's a little tricky, but then Texas Baylor tonight. And then NBA, if I could only watch one tonight, I'd wait to the end. I'm watching the Lakers and Oklahoma City. I see the Thunder. We'll see what they're all about. I think they're a legit team. A lot of people think Boston's a foregone conclusion in the Eastern Conference. I can't go there yet. Milwaukee's in the mix. I don't trust Cleveland. But out west is where the strength is, in my opinion. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. I want to thank again Kevin Millar, who did an outstanding job, the director and writer of Audrey, the indie film headed to South by Southwest. I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay with us throughout the night. Scores, interviews, highlights. We got you covered. World of sports and a whole lot more. News at the top of the hour, each hour, 24/7, here on Sports Byline. Adios.